T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Krispy Kreme has started selling heart-shaped conversation donuts. Unfortunately, the only conversations they start are with your doctor.
Colleagues, co-workers, friends.
What's today?
It's Tuesday, right?
What are you listening to?
The Freak Show?
Yeah.
They're my favorite, too.
Just what I needed to hear.
Let the Freak Show begin.
This portion of today's show is sponsored by International Lego Day. Here's to that unforgettable pain that shoots through your soul when you step on a Lego that didn't get put away.
You
What is that from when I walked on Legos?
Maybe not.
Oh, yeah. International Lego Day. Good morning. Quite a way to start your morning. Yeah, that was one of the many lopsided bets that I had with Tim Convy. I would have something that was relatively innocuous, and he would cry about it. And then he made me walk across a sea of Legos. So, yeah, I maybe cussed a little bit.
I have a fun fact that I just discovered a couple days ago.
What the
origin of the word Lego.
Oh, is it an anagram?
No. It's a Danish phrase, legot, which means play well.
Oh!
Can't believe we haven't looked that up before.
Yeah, you know.
That should have been things you didn't know.
I don't know why I even came across that a couple days ago, but when you mentioned Lego, it's like, hey, I just saw this.
And to go even further, Netflix has a series called The Toys That Made Us, and one of them deals with Legos. And I never knew that the company almost went bankrupt in the early 2000s until they got the license for Star Wars.
Oh,
and it
interesting.
Changed the game, because then they started making Star Wars Legos, and then they made superhero Legos, and then they made the Legos, what's it called? The Legos for girls. I'm trying to think of that name.
They're called Lego Friends.
Lego Friends, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes. And now it's like one of the biggest companies in the world.
Which always makes me laugh, the Star Wars Legos, because you can spend $400 on the Death Star, which is just a box of gray Legos.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Couple little specialized things, but it's all great Legos. Yeah, we have so many Legos.
Oh,
funny
so
that you said they almost went out of business, because some people have said it's a great investment. They retain their value. Instead of buying stocks, you could maybe just purchase Legos.
I guess it just depends on, you know, the market and the Lego you have or the character. There's ones that are like solid gold that are special.
I'm not saying like sell all your stocks and buy Legos, because you know,
solid gold would be special,
right?
Oh man.
And then some of the solid gold dancers.
Solid gold.
Well, good morning. Hopefully you don't step on any Legos this morning, because that's always a bad start to any day. But we do have a lot to cover today on the show. Missed connections coming up.
I know.
In a little over, well, about an hour and a half, we'll have Lance read through your Craigslist missed connections.
Making creepiness sexy.
Yeah. Not only is it National Lego Day, but it's another national day, and Kev says he has a game that's going to thoroughly entertain us all. So
yeah,
we'll do that just before Miss Connections around 7:05.
Yeah, it's a big day, and I think you'll be amused. I don't know how well you'll do in the game, but I think you will enjoy it.
Okay. And lots more to cover as well. The weather, man. You might have to scrape your windshield if your car is out early this morning. And when I was downtown, it looked like some freezing rain or maybe snow.
And some fog, too.
Yeah. Freezing drizzle in the area this morning, cloudy, and a high of 37. The problem right now is we're still below the freezing mark. It's 29 downtown, so please be careful while you're driving this morning. Lance Hildebrand now with... a first look at your morning commute.
And that little bit.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties, yeah. No, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more.
It's now time for the song of the day on Y98.
Why am I playing this song today?
It sticks and come sail away.
I'm sailing.
That's correct.
I appreciate you hitting the post of the song right there.
It was wide open. I figured I'd take it.
The song was an actual long-distance dedication several months after this date, and sadly, it's a tragic event in history.
This came out about 1970. Oh, boy.
Free to face the light. Turn it down. I can't listen to what you're saying and listen to him sing at the same time.
This would have been about 1977, 8, 6, somewhere in there.
A long time ago.
It's not about the song. It's about what the song signifies and what the song's about.
What's
sailing
about?
Away.
Okay.
All right. Unfortunately, 34 years ago today, 1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That song came out before...
As I said, it's not about the song. Sadly, all seven crew members were killed, including Flight Commander Dick Scobee, whose son made a long-distance dedication with that song.
Oh, okay, I see where you're going.
On Casey Kasem's Top 20 Countdown. Dick Scobee, Michael Smith, Ronald McNair, Ellison Ozanuku, Judith Resnick, Gregory Jarvis, and school teacher Chris McAuliffe all unfortunately perished in the Challenger disaster.
So interesting, we were talking about Kobe Bryant and how I feel like when my son, who's 10, found out that Kobe had been killed in the helicopter crash on Sunday, that will be one of the first moments where he knows exactly where he was when he heard the news. Mm-hmm. And I still vividly remember learning about the Challenger explosion. I was sick. I actually got sick at school that day. I got sick. My mom had to come pick me up. And as we were driving home, it came over the radio. And then I went home and sat on the couch, laid on the couch as I would when mm-hmm. I was homesick from school, and just watched the TV coverage nonstop.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, I guess in the classroom, they rolled a TV
yes,
in.
Yes, it was
and
a huge deal.
Talked to all the kids.
Big deal because
in
she
the classroom.
Chris McAuliffe was going to teach lessons, I believe, from space. That was part of this whole thing about her being the first civilian, the school teacher in space. And I remember we had a TV, you know, in the classroom watching this happen. And then you're just totally awestruck and shocked, and the teachers were just, you know, dumbfounded as well. And it was like, oh, no.
That was definitely the first moment in my life where I knew where I vividly remember where I was when I found that out.
Yeah, so that was a sad day in history, but let's go to a happier day.
Please.
Just a year before, in 1985, dozens of music's top stars...
Oh!
They got together.
Right after the Grammys for We Are the World!
We are the world!
Sing it, Bruce.
We are the children. We are the ones to make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Teddy Walker.
That's a choice we're making.
Steve Perry.
We're saving our lives. It's true, we make a better day. Just you and me.
Here's Michael Jackson. When we're down and out. And you need no hope at all. I don't remember.
Yeah,
the
that was huge. That was a huge deal.
And the reason they got so many people together to sing that song was because it was either the night before, I think it was the day after the Grammys, either the night before or the day after, but all of these musicians had mm-hmm. gathered for the Grammys, and they did this one big super song that in Band-Aids...
Band-Aids,
Do They Know It's
Christmas has a longer legacy.
Happened around the same time.
It came out first. It was like late 84.
Yeah, it was all about USA for Africa, yes.
Within a year, those two songs came out, but because Band-Aid is a Christmas song, you still hear it, mm-hmm. and nobody plays We Are the World anymore.
No one plays Hands Across America anymore.
Oh, you're right, yeah. I remember that. standing on the old Alton Bridge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I know there were breaks in the line, but we did our part.
Jeez. Taylor Swift on Y98, her documentary Miss Americana drops on Netflix this Friday. I know what my daughter's going to be watching for sure. Okay, these are your headlines for Monday, January 27th. A 17-year-old has been arrested in last week's shooting outside a Fenton restaurant. You heard right. 17-year-old Gavin Ross was charged with first-degree robbery. A 40-year-old woman was shot in the leg outside Borghetti's Bar and Grill. Police believe Ross was involved in some sort of drug deal and robbery when someone fired shots in the parking lot, hitting the woman in the leg. The coronavirus continues to explode in China. Overnight, confirmed cases increased by almost 60%.
Whoa.
Yeah. The mayor of Hunan is apparently stepping down.
and I saw somewhere, too, that people are thinking it's sadly for Corona beer.
Oh, geez. Mm. Yes. I'll get to that in a second.
Okay. And on a kind of related to the show front, there were three cases reported in France, where I just came from. Two reported in Paris amongst people who arrived in Paris the day before I did.
Ooh.
So, yeah. It's a little scary.
I'm glad you're contained in a separate studio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I touched that piece of paper I brought in.
Darn it.
Oh, yay.
Sorry. I meant the mayor of Wuhan, China. Yeah, he apparently, because they say this has been so mishandled, is considering stepping down. Mm. But health officials in China say there are now more than 4,500 cases of the coronavirus in China. At least 106 people died. And there are currently, at last check, 5 cases in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. One in Illinois, I saw.
Wow.
So, yes, now let's get to Google. Let's save the embarrassing search history. Google has seen an explosion in the search for, quote, Corona beer virus. We kind of made the offhanded joke when it first came out, like, sad. You know, Corona beer is like, seriously?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You couldn't have named this virus something else? But some people are searching Corona beer virus. The searches are coming from Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, India, Canada, and yes, the United States. So,
dum, 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 dum.
It's not how this works. Not how any of this works. Don't search it. And gosh, I have a bunch of surgical masks. And maybe we start passing them out, at least to Lance. makes me a little
nervous. Yeah.
I know. I read that online because we were talking about that, my wife and I, on Sunday. And it's like, oh, let me look it up. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. 2 confirmed cases in Paris the day before I got there.
Well, and you've seen all the Contagion-type movies and how quickly some of these things spread. Scary stuff. All right. At 6:09, your forecast is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Some fog, some freezing drizzle, maybe even some snow, now we're saying today, with a high of 37. Cloudy today, right now 29. And Lance, I know that the weather conditions have already caused some problems early this morning on the roads, which doesn't bode well for the heart of the rush hour later on this morning.
No, a lot of problems in the west. Live live from downtown at 6:24 on Y98. Blues in action last night. They lost to Vancouver. 3-1 was the final score. Colton Parayko back in the lineup after being out for a few games. Blues don't have too long to wait till their next game. They move on to Calgary, where they'll play tonight. And that's an 8 o'clock St. Louis time face-off between the Blues and Calgary tonight. Meanwhile, you might be going back and forth on the TV. The MLB Network documentary, Birds of a Different Game, about the 1980 Cardinals.
Yeah.
That debuts tonight at 7 on MLB Network.
Oh, nice. I know over winter warm-up, they previewed it at Ballpark Village.
Yeah, you can see it from the comfort of your couch tonight. Nice. On MLB Network, that's at 7. Birds of a Different Game, the 80s Cardinals. A note about the Super Bowl. First time in Super Bowl history that both teams will wear red as their primary color.
So no one's wearing white?
No, I misspoke. Both teams feature red as their primary color.
That's the first time that's happened. Wow.
That's never happened before. The Chiefs, as the AFC has been designated the home team, the Chiefs have decided to wear red, and the 49ers will wear white jerseys on Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
Also, a new poll came out, the best and worst cities for football fans. Among 240 U.S. cities, the best big city is Pittsburgh. The worst big city is Louisville, Kentucky. And among the 240 cities ranked, St. Louis is not even on the list.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, come on. We got the Battlehawks coming up. Hello.
I know. But cities like, the best small city, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. But, you know, roll tide. That's where the University of Alabama is.
That hurts. That hurts a little bit.
Brookville, New York ranked the worst small city, but they made the list. St. Louis didn't even make it.
Jeez.
On the Kobe Bryant front, a source has come out and said that Kobe and his wife Vanessa had an agreement that they would never fly in a helicopter together.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, I think a lot of celebrities especially have that agreement because they're able to fly separately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. Oh. And the Dallas Mavericks have already decided to retire Kobe Bryant's number 24, even though he never played for him. And there's an online petition. The NBA logo, that's a silhouette of Jerry West, actually. It's almost 50 years old, that logo that they've used. And it was modeled after Jerry West, another Laker great. So now there's a petition. Already has 1.5 million signatures to change that logo silhouette to Kobe instead of Jerry West.
Oh, that would be kind of
interesting.
That would be cool. A nice tribute.
Yeah.
And I feel like Jerry West was one of the five people that Kobe named as the best in the game. ABC did this special Sunday night. Robin Roberts hosted, Michael Strahan, and a reporter from ESPN. We watched it on Hulu yesterday. And they went back to old interviews they had done. One, Robin Roberts asked, it was right before he retired, like, to name his top five and if he would be in it. And he said, oh, no. He said, Michael Jordan. He said Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm.
Jerry West
and somebody else. All the people who mentored him, he said, were in his top five.
That's pretty humble.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a really good, you know, going back and looking at all of these interviews, it was really interesting and kind of haunting to see how he felt like he was just getting started on the second chapter of his life.
Really?
He had these different ideas. Yeah.
41,
you know,
he's a young guy.
Mm-hmm. He won the Oscar for Dear Basketball. He was the first athlete to win an Oscar for this animated short that he did. And he just had all these projects in the works.
Yeah. And there's going to be a lot more stories, I think, coming out over the next few days. And also, they're talking about more teams in addition to the Dallas Mavericks might join that decision to retire Kobe's number 24.
Yeah. I believe it.
I do, too.
That's Sports Chatter.
Sports Chatter!
Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a few minutes. The Grammy Bump. See who...
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in January for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. Well, the Grammys are wrapped up. We talked about all the big winners yesterday. And Ben, there's like the residual winners based on performances at the Grammys on Sunday night. Some songs got a big bump in sales. Number one, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, Nobody But You.
Really?
Not number one in terms of like an increase, but it's one of the ones that improved on the list.
Got it.
That also was early on in the show. And if you look, it's pretty interesting. The ones early on,
they are the ones that got the bigger bumps?
No. They had a 91% bump in sales. Lizzo's Truth Hurts was up 107%, which for me, it's like, you know, tons of people have already purchased that song. Mm-hmm. Maybe not as many Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. But then later on in the show, Alicia Keys' Underdog up 787%. Camila Cabello's First Man, which she sang to her dad. Very emotional for a lot of people. A lot of people said, especially after what went on with Kobe and his daughter on Sunday, they were having trouble getting through that song. That was up 740%. But then Billie Eilish, When the Party's Over, up 787%. And higher with DJ Khaled, with John Legend, up 9,044%.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't hurt to perform at the Grammys. And Tanya Tucker, the big country story. So she's had a long and storied career, but her latest album won a bunch of Grammys over the weekend. And her song, Bring My Flowers Now, up over 400%. Drake, now the first artist with 100 songs in the top 40. Life is Good by Drake and Future debuts at number 2 this week. That's his 100th top 40 hit. That's a record by a mile. Second place, Elvis Presley and Lil Wayne both have 81 top 40 hits. Number 1 for the women and 3rd overall, Taylor Swift with 63. Like I said,
man,
Drake with his 100th. Nuts.
That's nuts. That's wow.
I know. Tonight on TV, you have the 18th season premiere of The Biggest Loser, which is now on USA, Ellen's Game of Games on NBC. Second season premiere of Daniel Radcliffe and his sitcom Miracle Workers on TBS. And the series finale of Arrow on the CW. That's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they do an hour-long special before the show. It's called Arrow Hitting the Bullseye.
Yeah, there's been a lot of cool stuff going on that whole, you know, DC stuff where they've actually had some of the stars from the movies make an appearance. And that was a big deal because for the longest time, that whole universe was separate from the movie universe. It'll be neat to see. I mean, and it won't be neat, but it'll be interesting to see how that series wraps up.
I don't know anything about it, so thank you
it's
for sharing.
It's Oliver Queen! Green Arrow!
Okay, how about this? The Transformers movie franchise getting retooled with 2 more movies. No details on the scripts.
Got that, yeah. They're owned by Hasbro, the toy company. Hasbro also owns G.I. Joe. They're doing a Snake Eyes, one of the characters' movies. One of the G.I. Joes has his own movie coming out, I believe, next year. So they're going to re-roll their toy line movies again.
What does your wife feel about doing this new toy line and your budget?
Not a fan. It's just like The Godfather 3, man. Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Sarah calls into the studio every once in a while and she's like, okay, you just sold 3 of your G.I. Joes and you just bought more. What's the deal? That defeats the purpose of trying to slim down the number of G.I. Joes you have.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Kevin, by the way, at one point, the sixth most collector of G.I. Joes in the world.
That's right.
That's not an exaggeration. They had a ranking of how big people's collections were, and Kevin's was 6th in the world.
And I know what you're thinking, St. Louis. How is this guy, you know, not, you know, more famous, not bigger?
You know? I think you just answered that. And Maren Morris is telling people to calm down. So she's pregnant, and some people have been commenting and kind of trolling on her baby bump photos, saying, we get it, you're pregnant. She's responded. She says, I want to say, sorry, Bozo, but I'm not touring right now. I don't have bleeping hair vitamins or tummy tea to sell you. The only thing currently going on for me is my pregnancy. And then she posted another baby bump picture. Back at the farm, hashtag baby moon. Yeah, just leave her alone. She's excited about having a baby. Just back off. That's Entertainment Shmig. More at 8:40, more online at Y9. Y98, Whitney Houston and Kygo, Higher Love, with the Today's Best Music Mix on the morning show. There's a new survey out, and it kind of goes along with New Year's resolutions. So this is the point where we check in and say, how's it going? What was your New Year's resolution this year?
To save more money, and so far, so good. The plan that my wife and I are on is a little more cumbersome than we thought. It's a building plan where you save $10 a week, then 20, then 30, and it builds on, and then it stops at a specific, it's like 500 or something amount, or maybe even more.
But 500 a week you're going to save at the end?
Something
what?
Like that, yeah.
It's how like, are you going to do that?
I don't know. It's what you're putting back into your saving account. So, you know, it's what you have in your checking account and then what you can then move to your saving account. That's the way to do it. So you're supposed to end up with like $6,000 saved by the end of the year.
I get that you're supposed to do it incrementally so you don't, you know, at first $5, you don't notice it.
Right.
But $500 you notice at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
especially with it being December. So that's when I ask, why can't you take the difference between... Why can't you average all the weeks together? Like, let's say it's $6,000, right? And you divide by 52 weeks. That's $115 a week.
Yeah, that's
Wouldn't it be better to just do $115 a week?
But I think maybe the goal is when you eventually do fall off, you've saved maybe half that amount. I don't know. I just know we've been so far so good. We're doing okay right now.
He's up to $15 and it's feeling great.
I'm doing great until that whole new G.I. Joe line of action figures comes out for the new movie, and then it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, then you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Getting your finances in order, getting out of debt, the top two goals people want to achieve this year.
Now, you got out of debt years ago, and that's a long process.
I know. I mean, when I first started in radio, I was making not a lot. That's an understatement. And, yeah, I had a credit card, and before I knew it, it was just a lot. But I had some tricks, like instead of having multiple credit cards, you consolidate all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do have multiple credit cards, you take one, you pay the minimum balance on each one, and you take the card with the lowest balance and put all of your extra money towards that one. And you slowly, you know, hack away at them one by one. But yeah, they say there's a difference between setting New Year's resolutions and setting goals. They say goals last longer than resolutions.
Yeah, I believe that.
So, Lance, did you set any goals or resolutions this year?
No, but, you know, always setting money aside, that's always a good one. And, you know, like you said, with Kevin's scenario of trying to save $6,000 a year, I mean, I was trying to do the math in my head. I think it's only like maybe $16 a day that you would set aside to achieve that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's about right. $16 times 365 comes out to somewhere in that neck of the woods, I think.
And when you look at it as $16 a day as opposed to $115 each week or whatever it is, then I think maybe you scrutinize your spending choices more closely.
Yeah.
Because it is easier to tailor back $15, $16 a day when you're, you know...
You don't go get fast food.
Exactly right.
A cup of coffee.
It's one, you know, instead of one meal for a couple of people at a fast food restaurant or maybe a couple meals for yourself. Actually, I looked at the calculator. It's about $16.50 a day. So, I mean, a fast food meal and a coffee, that's probably all you need to skip to set aside that money every day.
Oh, easily. Lance, you already did one of these things on the list.
Uh-oh.
Travel more.
Yeah, travel more. I mean, in going to Paris, one of the preparations was I had to get a new passport because mine had expired a long time ago. So now I have this brand spanking new passport. And I didn't really use the last one all that much, so I'm thinking, yeah, that needs to change. You get this passport for 10 years, let's fill it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After I got sick, when I was diagnosed with cancer, you know, Italy was my bucket list trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it way sooner than I would have if I hadn't gotten sick. I mean, that would have been like once we retire or in 5 or 10 years. I kept putting that trip off and putting that trip off, and we just did it. I was like, if we don't do it now, I don't know. So we have to do it. And then once we did that trip, then we kind of were bitten by the travel bug. And I enjoy experiences more than things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to my kids. I'd rather take them somewhere fun. And so after every vacation, as we're heading home, they, like, jokingly, not in a bratty way, but they say, where are we going next? Like, we need to start dreaming about where we're going next. So I do like the idea of traveling more. Also on the list, exercising more.
That needs to be done. But I will say, did so much walking in Paris, I need to kind of keep that walking regimen going, because it really helped to, I mean, I know, I even though I ate like a fiend and ate a lot of bread because it's Paris, I know I lost weight.
Yeah. Spending more time with family and friends, buying a new home might be a goal, getting more organized. And this one is on the list twice in different variations. Learn a new skill or learn something new.
Yeah, I wish I'd learned a little more French before I went. Because that's one of my big regrets, is that I did not do a better job of speaking and understanding French before I went.
They talked about that in the Kobe Bryant special. He spoke fluent Italian, Spanish, and maybe another language.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he was
Chinese?
He was raised in Italy because his dad played over there for one of the Italian leagues.
So maybe learn a new language this year. I don't know. But maybe it's time for us to, since most people have probably given up on their resolutions, to reset and set some goals for 2020. Coming up in about 5-6 minutes, it's a mystery to us all, except for Kevin. He said today marks a special day in history, and he has a game. We'll see how it goes next.
KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis, your home of today's best.
Today's best music mix on Y98 and your place for tons of tickets. We are going to have Free Ticket Thursday. It's happening all day Thursday, where if you're caller 18, you win a pair of tickets to see Lumineers at Enterprise Center. Just coming up, February 5th, it's next week. So make sure you listen Thursday morning on the show. We'll give you the times where we're going to play.
It's a big day today. It is National Kazoo Day. And because it's National Kazoo Day, I have taken several songs from all over the map, and had them kazooed for you. So, Jen and Lance, we're going to play a little game.
Oh, yeah.
See if you can guess the song by the kazoo. Clear your minds. Shout your name out when you know the song. Here we go. Your first kazooed song.
Jen.
Jen?
It's Queen. And is it up to the skies and sea? Bohemian Rhapsody?
That's right.
Yes.
Nice. Real life, is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Nice job. All right. Kazoo song number 2.
Lance.
Yeah, Lance.
Final countdown.
It is the final countdown.
It's the final countdown. Sounds exactly the same, actually. Did they use kazoos in that? I think it it's a keyboard. It's a synthesizer, yeah, but
on the kazoo setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
All right. Your third song. See if you know it.
Oh, Jen. Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?
That's not Leonard Cohen.
That's no. That's Pentatonic's version.
Oh, okay.
So there we go. Third. Sorry. Fourth. So much kazoo. I'm getting so excited I can't count. Your fourth kazooed song. See if you know it.
Lance? Enter Sandman.
Yeah, Metallica.
I knew it. It just took me a while to come up with the title.
I wouldn't go see Metallica in concert, but I would see Metallica kazoo concert for sure.
All right, your next...
Kazooica.
Your next kazooed song. Take a guess.
Jen. Oh, it's Lady Gaga. Is Paparazzi?
Paparazzi.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, your next kazoo song, take a guess.
Jen, Stand By Me?
Nope. I don't know. Try it one more time, Lance.
Can't place it. Can't register.
What is love? Don't hurt me no more.
Hold on, there's a little kazoo that comes back in that in the regular version too.
All right, just a few more.
A few more? Seriously?
I
mean, I get that it's National Kazoo Day, but are we really celebrating this much?
Just kazoo more. Here we go.
Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
That's right, yeah.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
All right, one more.
One more. See if you know what this song is.
A bird dying.
That's a good guess.
I know it, but...
Oh, Lance. My heart will go on.
Yeah.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you. That is how I know you.
I saw something really recently that explained the origin of that song, that Celine Dion did not want to sing that.
Right.
Did you ever hear that?
Yes.
No.
And that, so I guess her husband, who's
Rene.
Now passed on, encouraged her and said, just do a demo. And so the final version is one take. It's the demo take. And she didn't want to do it. And she's like, okay, I'll just knock out one version. And that's the song we know.
First take.
Right.
That's the first take right here.
Yeah. It does sound like the kazoo is dying. And so is this segment. For the two people who are still listening, only because the stereo in your car broke and you can't change the station, your forecast is brought to you by Ashley Home Store.
Happy National Kazoo Day.
This is home. Wow. 37 the high today. We've brought it down to an all-new low. It's 28 now. Oh, my gosh. Lance.
Yeah. Is this my traffic pit? Did he redo that too?
No, please no.
Oh, Lordy.
We did just get a call about what a mess it is, especially out in St. Peter's.
Yeah.
I think it goes so quickly from rain to all of a sudden snow. that people are having some trouble.
Yeah, Helen called about the road conditions along 364. I got a tweet from Stan, too, at Y98 Lance. You can tweet at me. Follow me there during our driving. Stan says, I hope to make it to work before quitting time. That's how bad it is.
364.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, 364 clogs near Central School Road. There's a couple wrecks, one each way near Youngerman. All started with accidents, plural, up at the Veterans Bridge, which they're still trying to clear. So if you're going to stick with 364, it'll finally get better as you approach 141. A lot of drivers are saying, all right, well, I'll just take 94 up to 70. That's all clogged up, too, from 364 all the way up to 70, because 70, which is actually one of the better highways in the Westplex, it's still a mess from Lake St. Louis to the Blanchard Bridge.
Craigslist missed connections.
Oh, slippery, slidey.
Talking about the roads. Oh.
Yeah, and missed connections.
Let's start with Lady at the License Bureau. I've never tried to reach out on a missed connection. So here's hoping this works. We were at the License Bureau at the same time. We both were getting license renewal. License to drive, I'm presuming.
I got my license last week.
Could be you, Jen Myers, that this person's referring to.
I would tell you where my secret license office is, but then they won't go. The no wait will go away.
Secret license office. That's what
it's in Maplewood.
Oh, there we go. Cat's out of the bag. Is it by the Dollar Tree?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've been to that one. That was not fast.
Well, if you go in the middle of the day, it's not too bad.
I will admit it was a Saturday. And
oh,
it was
long. That's a rookie mistake, traffic reporter.
I used to like the one in Clayton was really good.
Mm-hmm.
The one was near Hanley and Forsyth. I'm not sure where it moved to.
We diverged. Back to Miss
DMV connection.
You're right.
Our author continues. I left before you and then missed you. You're a stunning lady. I know it's a long shot, but hey, let's see if I get a response.
Missed connections. Also, very vague. Like, tell us what she was wearing, where it was.
The location.
From a newbie to a veteran.
Oh.
Couple seeking couple. Let's do the math.
Oh, geez.
We're a 40s/50s married couple who are looking for some air quotes, special friends. We are into the outdoors. We don't smoke, and we're light drinkers. We also own a pool! ! We're ready for a new experience.
Ay, ay, ay.
And are open to ideas to get us out of the same old rut.
Go to swingers camp. Come on.
Couples only, please.
Yeah, I feel like there's some sort of retreat or place for you. Some compound.
Oh, there's a place.
missed connections.
Red jacket at Target. Think about it. You were wearing a...
Wait for it. Wait. Could be anybody. Yeah. Way to narrow it down.
You were wearing a red jacket and gray sweats. We caught eyes. Tell me what I was wearing. Hint, I worked there, so probably also red. That one's going to get a lot of responses. Right.
Yeah, also, narrow it down for us.
Right.
Missed connections.
And finally, I almost hit you in the parking lot. Went grocery shopping on Saturday, and as I was backing out, I almost hit you. Sorry about that, again, but I didn't see you. And when I did, oof, I fell hard. You were a super cute blonde in a flattering silver coat. I waved apologetically, but you still look pretty upset. Please.
Well, you almost broke her legs, you fool.
Details, come on now. Please allow me a dinner date to make things up with you, and I promise I won't run you over. I'll use my mirrors in the car and in my bedroom if things go that way.
Always taking it a step too far in this connection.
That right side mirror, objects appear larger.
Just
198, it's today's best music mix with the morning show at 7:37. Going through some foodstuffs for 805 this morning. There are some sweet, sweet stories. But this one is just as sweet. It is about Valentine's Day and about a World War II veteran. I don't know what your feelings are about Valentine's Day. You know, it's a corporate holiday just designed to sell some cards. But this is pretty sweet. So, retired U.S. Marine Major Bill White is 104 years old, which is a feat in itself. But he is also a World War II veteran. Fought at Iwo Jima. He was a Marine for 30 years. Multiple gold medals, and the recipient of a Purple Heart in 1945.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's 104 years old and lives at the Oaks Retirement Community. So there's another resident at the Oaks, Tony Walker, who could easily be, I don't know, 40 years younger than Bill. It doesn't say how old Tony was, but he posted a simple request on social media. Could you please send some Valentine's Day cards to my friend, Bill? And kind of talked about how he's a Marine and he's 104 and he would get a real kick out of it. And then the card started showing up for Bill a little over a week ago. And Bill said, I wasn't expecting anything like this. I still can't get over it. I can't even think of a word to describe it. I'm speechless. Up until about a week or two ago, I was leading a quiet life. Now, all of a sudden, all hell is broken loose. Bill said when they did this request for him, because he does like to collect memorabilia and different cards, he thought, I don't know, 100, maybe 1,000 Valentine's Day cards at most would come his way. Well, just last Tuesday alone, 28 trays showed up to the Oaks with about 400 to 500 cards in each. That's 14,000 if you're doing the math in one day. There is a vacant apartment right down the hall from Bill White's room. They've turned it into a makeshift mailroom for Bill. In a little more than a week, 20,000 cards have shown up. 200 packages have arrived, and more each day. It just gets exponentially bigger. On the mail team, Bill White's daughter, Mary, her daughter, Lee, and Lee's 8-month-old daughter, Eloise, one of Bill White's 3 great-granddaughters. And Bill's daughter, Mary, said, it's kind of a way to thank maybe those who have passed already. People can't thank them personally, so they're doing it through my dad. She knows that they can't respond to all of these letters. It's just impossible. And they're going to find a way to express their appreciation, probably through social media or doing something through the mail. But she said there was one she picked out from a 16-year-old who said, you probably won't pick me. So Mary's chosen to respond back to that person. These are coming from all over the globe. As far as Brazil and Japan, and even close by, a group of third graders wrote letters as a class project, with one kid saying to Bill, you are brave, you are kind, you are a hero. And they've done the math trying to figure out what is still in store since Valentine's Day is a few weeks away. And they think that based on what's already been collected, that Bill White will get over 100,000 cards, letters, and gifts from people all over the world. It's overwhelming, to say the least, his daughter says. So, I'm sure there are going to be people who reach out today and say, can you send us the address to the Oaks? I think that there are places around St. Louis where we can do this as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, if you're a little cynical when it comes to Valentine's Day, maybe thank someone who might not be expecting any Valentines this year. And let's surprise them. Sweet story. All right. Now, Lance Hildebrand, it's the heart of the rush hour, but it's been a headache since the start this morning. I doubt it's getting any better.
No, good God.
Y98, it's the morning show at 5:53 with Lizzo, who had an amazing performance Sunday night at the Grammys.
Provided if you could stay in good health, how long do you guys want to live? And you have good health, but what's your goal age?
Well, I said to, you know, I just had my birthday last week, and it's my halfway to 90 tour. I would feel super lucky if I could make it to 90. So I'll say 90.
My answer, I don't know if I have a particular answer, but I am married to someone who is 13 years younger than me. And women tend to live longer than men. So I have some living to do.
Yeah, you gotta start working on that.
Yeah, Kevin knows one of my goals. Stay alive.
Stay alive. Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's one of my daily goals. Mm-hmm. Stay alive.
Yeah. And you just said that story about that 104-year-old, you know, former Marine.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would like to, if I've got good health, being a little bit into that, 104, 105, you know, I mean, it depends.
Here's the thing. He seems like he's still with it and, you know, has a lot of energy. But there are also, I think, the world's oldest woman lives in Japan and just celebrated her birthday a couple weeks ago.
I remember that.
And you watch the video. I don't know that I want to be that age. I think she's 117.
Right, right. I think
and someone has to feed her. She can't really speak. Like you said, quality of life.
Quality
if I'm
going
to be healthy and have a good quality of life, live till whenever.
So, yeah, in a recent survey, 17% of people said they would live forever if they could have good health. Well, yeah.
But, you know, even Yoda, like, kind of hobbled around towards the end.
You know, and I think of the film with Robin Williams called Bicentennial Man, where he was, like, part human, part android towards the end there, and he only lived to be about 200 or so, and even then, the quality of life wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
So, 6% of people would like to live between somewhere between 125 and 200.
Whoa. I don't know. With science, it might be possible in the next 50 years.
12% agreed with you, Jen, to live to about 90.
Mm-hmm.
And 3% said they don't want to live past the age of 70. Don't want to.
I think you say that when you're younger.
Right.
Like I said it jokingly. Only because there had been people in my family who hadn't lived that long, and I always joked, like, I'm not going to live that long, so we don't need to worry about it. And then I got sick, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was just joking. I'm not putting that out in the universe anymore.
Well, and the weird thing is, too, men are almost more likely to say they want to live longer than women.
Well, I think that's what Lance said. Women tend to live longer than men, so men know that they need to step up their game and keep their fingers crossed that they match up.
They match up and they make it. And speaking of men, another study found that men are more emotional at work than women. You know, you guys have always heard that,
that you punched a hole in the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like Andy from The Office? Yeah. No, you punched a phone.
I punched a phone and broke my hand. You do that one time. One time.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
One time and you're emotional at work.
And you corroborate the story.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go.
Welcome to Foodstuffs, filling in for Tim Convey, who is down under in Australia. I am giving you the latest, and it's brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Now, with 4 locations, their latest open in the Central West End, and a 5th to come soon to Ballpark Village. Okay, some local food news. Good news, bad news. Which do you want first?
Bad news.
Bad news. What about you, Lance?
Start with bad. Yeah, let's rip off the Band-Aid.
All right. Bar Louie in the Central West End has closed.
Yeah, I saw that last night.
This past Saturday was the last night it was open, but their locations in Chesterfield, St. Charles, and Kirkwood are still open. Lots of changes going on in the Central West End. Yeah. Also, Steve's Hot Dogs. This is a bummer. Steve's Hot Dogs on the Hill closed last year, and they said they were focusing on their Tower Grove East location. Well, they're closing that location on Saturday. Aww. So now no more Steve's Hot Dogs. What's the deal? What's Steve Ewing? Is he going to... I don't know what's next for him.
Well, I know that they had been hit pretty hard by that Lou Fest thing. Remember that cancellation?
Oh, yeah.
They were, you know, going to be a vendor there, and they lost money on that. So.
Well, it's a bummer. So this Saturday is their last day that they're open if you want to get your last good Steve's hot dog. And now for your local good news. Katie's Pizza and Pasta does their Give Back Tuesday, which they do the last Tuesday of every month. And to date, they have raised over like $250,000 for local charities. Wow. And tonight at their Rock Hill location, 100% of the cost of your meal goes to the Ollie Hinkle Heart Foundation, which is pretty cool because Jed and Mark Hinkle own Clover and the Bee and Olive and Oak. And so the restaurateurs helping out other people in the restaurant industry.
That's pretty cool.
They're all such good friends that's really sweet. So that's tonight at Katie's Pizza Rock Hill location. Let's talk about Krispy Kreme donuts.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Krispy Kreme has started selling heart-shaped conversation donuts. Unfortunately, the only conversations they start are with your doctor.
All right, but really, if you want to say you're the sprinkle to my donut, you can say it with Krispy Kreme's Conversation Hearts Donuts. They're back. Pink, yellow, green, and purple, 4 different flavors, 24 sayings, and they come in a box that looks like the Conversation Hearts box. And like we talked about, Conversation Hearts switched owners. And a lot of the Conversation Hearts will not have sayings printed on them. So if you want a Conversation Heart with a saying, get it from Krispy Kreme. The one thing I didn't know I needed. OMG. Okay, 2 new ice cream flavors. You tell me which would you rather. Coming to store soon, Cinnamon Toast Crunch Ice Cream.
Ooh, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
And a small creamery out of Michigan, Mooville, has made a Mountain Dew ice cream.
Your first Mountain Dew.
Did.
Yeah, what? last week.
What? That was the first one you ever
first
had?
First one ever.
Yeah. I had never had it.
She Hildebranded the Dew, Lance.
That's not right.
I have to tell you, I'm a fan of the Code Red more than the... I like the regular, but I'm a fan of the Code Red.
I don't even know what it's called, but every now and then we get some of that blue stuff, that blue Mountain Dew.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's really good. It's kind of blueberry-ish.
Ooh.
And by the way, on the topic of ice cream, if you find yourself in France anytime soon, look for Bertillon ice cream. Oh, my gosh. It was so good. We started looking at all the cafe menus we passed to see if that place had it, and we make a mental note. Hey, they had that ice cream. It's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
All natural. Okay.
So Cinnamon Toast Crunch ice cream or Mountain Dew ice cream?
I would go with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I think I would too, especially if it's got crunchy bits in it from a texture standpoint. I'd be
You know, Ben and Jerry's is like, why didn't we think of that? Probably
food stuff.
Probably because we didn't have the rights to Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And that Mountain Dew ice cream, by the way, only available by the scoop in this Michigan Mooville store. But pretty soon, I think you'll be able to order it by the gallon, because I think it's going to be pretty popular. And this is tough. Let's talk Super Bowl ads. And the one we were talking about last week, because they've already shown sort of the precursor to their Super Bowl ad, and then during the Super Bowl it was going to be a two-parter, but in light of what happened with Kobe Bryant over the weekend, Mr. Peanut,
they've shelved it.
Oh yeah. So if you saw the first commercial, Wesley Snipes is in it and Matt Walsh from, among other things, Veep. They're riding with Mr. Peanut, and all of a sudden, the car flies off a cliff, and they're all hanging on a branch. But to save them, Mr. Peanut drops, and the car blows up. And they were going to have a fake funeral. They posted, like, Mr. Peanut, wow. And they showed, you know, his the date of his birth, the year of his death, and they were going to have a faux funeral during the Super Bowl as part of their ad. Yeah, they're not doing that. They've paused all campaign activities. They're saddened by this weekend's news, and they will reevaluate their next steps through a lens of sensitivity.
Yeah, I think that's a smart move.
Well,
I really do.
Yeah.
A bunch of people are saying there's no way you can continue with this campaign.
Right.
So the ad that will probably never ever be shown. That's Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
And your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. I hope you have a granola bar or some sort of food in your car because, as someone said earlier, they hope to make it to work by closing time. It's just been nasty since early this morning because of that freezing drizzle, because some of it turned over to snow. A high... Y98 with 2 days from now, your free ticket Thursday. If you want to see Lumineers at Enterprise Center on February 5th, listen all day Thursday. We'll be giving out the tickets when you are caller 18.
We talked a little bit earlier about a new survey regarding how long people want to live. And it's not really a majority thing. I mean, it's all over the map. You know, almost 20% want to live forever. Almost 20% want to live to be, you know, around 100. The majority, though, want to live to, you know, be an age where they can still have a good quality of life.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Got a lot of response on our text line, and always feel free to text us at 531-9898. Message and data rates may apply. But people have said it's not about how long you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
The real question should be how long can you afford to live?
That's true.
Good point.
Yeah. So you're like, yeah, have you saved enough money to live after your retirement?
Nope.
Can you live past 85 plus?
No. I read a book years ago. What was it called? The Number? And it talked to people. They talked to people and said, like, how much have you saved for retirement? How much do you think you need to save? And everyone was way off on both fronts. They're like, people think $1 million is a lot of money, but it's not.
No.
And if you look into any sort of senior living, how much some of those places are a month? Yeah, no one saved enough money.
Well, and then sometimes you get lucky like this one. My mom is 97 and still lives by herself in her house.
Yeah, I do know some people who have done that. People who are still, I do know of a gentleman in his early 90s who lives by himself, goes out and walks every day. I know of another guy who's 100 who still goes out and walks every day. Doesn't live by himself, but I mean, you know, again, it speaks to quality of health in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ryan's grandfather, Grandpa Carl, walked a few miles every day, and when the weather wasn't great, he would go to the Columbia Mall in Columbia, Missouri, and he'd go walk there. And he, at one point, was in his late 80s, and they said, you know, he had the heart of like a 60-year-old. Because he was doing such a great job of staying in shape. And he lived to be 94.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is, I understand this. Someone said, I don't want to live past 75, because after that, you start watching everyone you love die before you.
I get
and
that,
like,
too.
Aw.
My mom's talked about how it's so tough, like, watching friends get older and get sick and have to go to more and more funerals. It's tough.
Mm-hmm. And you were talking about finances before, too. The average 401k balance for an American in between the ages of 50 and 59, so you're getting close to retirement at that point, average 401k balance is $174,000.
What?
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm not sure that's going to get you too far.
Yeah. Ugh.
Sounds like a lot, but, you know, when you don't have checks coming in and you're living off just that.
So basically, you need to live forever so you can retire, you know, and get to work. It's crazy.
Wait, what?
You got to live forever to continue working so that eventually you can retire because you'll have the money. Yeah. In my head, it made sense.
You said you have to live forever so you can retire. But if you want to live forever, you're never going to be able to retire.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Glad we had this talk.
I'm still diagramming those sentences.
I don't know. Entertainment Schmig is up in just a few minutes. Randy Jackson, former American Idol judge, talks about how he lost 114 pounds. We'll have that in 6 minutes on Y98. It's Entertainment Schmig. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in January for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. Randy Jackson talking to People Magazine about his weight loss. So he had gastric bypass surgery back in 2003. And the former American Idol judge, who's now 63 years old, said he thinks it started while he was on American Idol. And he was getting feedback because he was criticizing some of these contestants. And then they turned around and criticized his weight. Mm. Like, you're telling me I'm terrible, but you need to lose some pounds. Yeah. And he said, yeah, I have mirrors in my house. I know. But then he finally decided he needed to do it. Had gastric bypass surgery. But also, he said he worked with nutritionists, fitness experts, and mental health experts to help keep off 114 pounds.
Wow.
He's kept it off for, 17 years now? And he said you have to change the way you think about food and almost have to have a complete divorce breakup. He almost talks about food the way people who do the Whole 30 and those elimination diets do, where you start, but you like divorce yourself from a lot of this food and then start back bit by bit and find out what works with you, what doesn't, what your body is allergic to. Mm. Pay attention to how you feel after you eat some of these foods, and that's how he's kept it off. Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are doing a commercial for Tostitos. We go from Randy Jackson losing weight to Tostitos, I know. But a couple Snoop and Martha stories. Snoop has a favorite dish that Martha Stewart makes that he eats when he's got the munchies, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it's not Tostitos, it's a glazed ham. He said, that old ham you can use 5 days later with a piece of bread and it tastes brand new. That's his favorite Martha dish. Mm. But the two of them are filming a Tostitos commercial, which I believe is going to air during the Super Bowl. She just posted a pic of Snoop's trailer on the set. Instead of saying Snoop Dogg, it says Verde on it, which is Spanish for green. And she said it's very appropriate that that's the name on his trailer. But Martha's daughter is constantly calling her to say, you can't do that on social media. She said all her daughter does is call her and tell her what not to do. Like, you can't post that. You can't say that.
Hmm.
To which I say, Martha, how does it feel to be constantly criticized? Because her daughter's talked about how her mom was just brutal when she was growing up.
And Snoop calls and says,
I want ham.
Yeah, he did. Some more Super Bowl ads. Carly Lloyd and Crystal Dunn, U.S. women's soccer stars, are going to be in a Super Bowl ad for Secret. And in an ad for Hyundai Sonata, they are pulling out all of these Boston celebrities. You want to put this up for a second? As Chris Evans and Rachel Dratch and John Krasinski all appear.
Oh, look at this guy. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
He's not getting that car in there.
No, sir.
Look at these two troublemakers.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Wicked car. Is that new?
Yeah, it's a Sonata. Let me pack it.
Oh, you're not fitting your car in there.
Chris, stop being a smarty pants. Right?
And it's called Smart Pack. That's the name of the
app.
I love
it.
Yeah, I know. It's just funny watching Chris Evans and John Krasinski.
Right.
Talk in these voices that you've never heard them use before. Ray Romano guest starring on the season premiere of One Day at a Time. And move over, Bachelor. The producers are working on a new dating show for seniors.
Oh, it's not flirty dancing, is it?
No, it's not flirty dancing.
I saw like about 10 minutes of that first episode and it was awkward.
We've talked about Kobe Bryant. Nike has removed all Kobe merchandise from their website. Instead, if you go to his website, you get directed to a statement on his legacy. They were supposed to release the latest Kobe shoes February 7th. Not sure if they're doing that. There was a novelist who was working on a children's book with Kobe. She said she deleted the draft. The book has lost its reason. But Olivia Munn, this is crazy, was working with Kobe to help kids understand death. The actress said, "We wanted to help kids be less afraid of death and tell stories of all the little and big stars. And now Kobe is one of them." Ellen DeGeneres yesterday on her show said, "Life is short and it's fragile and we don't know how many birthdays we have. And if you haven't told someone you love them, do it now." And we talked earlier in Foodstuffs about how Planters has pulled their Mr. Peanut funeral commercial during the Super Bowl. They just say it's not right. And Comedy Central has done the same out of respect for Kobe and his family. They pulled a 2016 episode of the animated show Chamberlain Heights, and they're asking people not to share it. This is eerie. The episode showed Kobe dying in a helicopter crash.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
From 2016.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That is Entertainment Schmig. More online, more at Y98.com. You can get Schmig in podcast form there.
Morris on Y98, and it's celebrity birthday time. How old is Ariel Winter? You know her best as Alex Dunphy on Modern Family, but also as Disney's Sophia the First.
I'm not ready to be a princess. I don't have what it takes. I'm too short for gowns. I look bad in crowns, and I'm gonna make a bajillion mistakes.
It seems like she's trying to rebel against that, like, super sweet Disney princess image, too. Ariel Winter. Gosh, she started when she was young on Modern Family. She 21.
20?
22.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
22. Another outstanding singer. How old is Sarah McLachlan?
She was big like almost 25 years ago. Even more than that. So how old was she when she hit it big? She's in her 50s. Is it on the low end or the old? Is it on the low end or the high end of 50s?
The old end.
The low end or the old end? 50. I'm going to go in the middle and say 55.
Number went in my head initially was 54.
52.
Oh,
52.
All right.
All right. Now, how old is Backstreet Boy Nick Carter?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right. Backstreet's back. All right.
Nick Carter is the youngest. Kevin Richardson is the oldest. And didn't we just have Kevin Richardson's birthday recently?
We did, I think. Or it was some, was it JC maybe?
JC Chazé from NSYNC.
Oh, yeah, right. Wrong group. Sorry.
Know, you're getting your boy. How dare you get your boy bands mixed up?
It's been a tough morning.
I know. You have other things you're worrying about. Nick Carter is 42.
I'm going to say 44.
40.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. And it's okay to get your boy bands mixed up because it's also NSYNC's Joey Fatone's birthday. Bye, bye,
bye, bye, bye. Yeah. Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, oh.
man, if you love boy bands, today's your day. Fatones, 44.
Yeah, I was going to recycle that number, too, so I'm going to say 45.
43.
Okay. Well, happy birthday. Yeah. Gosh, I feel like we should... Feeling a little boy band tunage. Maybe we can play a little... Let's play a little NSYNC after.
I thought we were going to do Lance. 98 degrees and just go off the
map.
No!
What about O-Town? Come on.
No.
No?
You're overruled.
One Direction. Here we go.
I think people need a little... On 198 with Kygo and Whitney Houston. Big concert announcement. Justin Bieber. We already knew he was coming to town because we've been talking about this Bieber-Bennington showdown. Which, by the way, if you watched Jordan Bennington in the All-Star game, he's going to shut Bieber down.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You don't score on him.
Fifth studio album for Justin Bieber comes out on Valentine's Day. That is also when tickets go on sale for his Changes tour. He will be here July 13th, Enterprise Center. Sure to sell out immediately. By the way, American Express pre-sale starts the 30th. So that's this Thursday. But yeah, that's going to be a big tour. And if you're excited for this Bieber-Bennington showdown, I have a feeling it's probably going to happen this July. We will keep you posted.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.